Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
So Kevontae Turpin's going to stand at his 35 and wait for the punt from Corey Bjorkas.
Yeah, and they have had a couple of good returns. I mean, he's been real close to breaking one, but a couple of nice returns, but looking for the big one. Maybe it'll come right here with the Browns backed up a little bit.
The kick actually comes from the goal line. A little end-over-end wobbler taken at the 40 by Turpin. Trying to get up the middle, 50, 45, get a block. Right sideline, 30, he's pointing. 20 and to the 15, to the 10. There's your return.
Babe Laufenberg on the call.
He did that with Kalen Carson on the interception a couple weeks ago.
That doesn't count.
It does.
I hope, babe, you're not taking credit for calling that, are you?
You're kidding me, aren't you? I mean, I didn't listen. People say, hey, how Brady sound? I'm like, how would I know? I'm doing the same game he is.
Right.
I didn't get to hear it. Did he call that?
I don't believe he did.
He did not.
Okay. So why the hell would you listen to him?
Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst, seer of the future here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Good morning. I will tell you, I told Bones, the special teams coach, thank you for making me sound smart. He said, hey, well, let me know when it's going to happen again. I said, no, you got to let me know when it's going to happen again. Okay. Ready for your trivia?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Number four is not really a common number for a quarterback, is it? But, I mean, you think of 12, you got Bradshaw, you got Namath, you got Staubach. But last week they played Deshaun Watson, right, number four.
Yes.
Dak, number four. This week Dak goes against Derek Carr. What number does he wear?
Four.
Okay, so.
Oh, so we all won the trivia. Yes.
Yes.
We're on the board.
No, that would be September trivia. You know how McCarthy talks about September football? That would be September trivia. So Derek Carr has the third most touchdowns by a player who has worn the number four, passing, 73. Dak Prescott has the second most, 74. Who is the leader in terms of touchdown passes who wore the number four?
Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Boom, September trivia.
Suck it, Peyton. It. In your face.
How many did he have? How many did he have, guys?
How many career touchdown passes?
Yeah, Prescott has 74. Carr has 73.
507.
482.
Peyton, do you know?
I believe it would be 186, right?
Yeah, 186. Yep.
186.
There's not a chance
four?
In hell that Brett Favre has only 186 touchdowns.
Remember, he wore a different number.
What?
This is just by one of the number four.
There's no way. I'm looking this up.
What was his other number? What?
He wore number four his whole career, babe.
Oh, my God. Did we get Babe Laufenberg? Did we turn his own trivia against him?
Even still, I was wrong. He only threw 336 touchdown passes. Or no, 508. 508. 508.
I said 504. 508. I said 507, right? I knew Manning snapped it.
508.
But they were all his number four, babe.
Yeah. 508.
And Dak has way more than 73, I think.
Dak had like 40 last year.
Babe, I think you butchered all of this.
No, Dak's got 203.
Babe, are you unwell?
And he wants credit for calling the Turpin return. And how about we
Carr
should...
Carr has 245.
Who gave you this? Was this zero? Did Zach Rowe give you this trivia info?
Sham?
Hey, Zach's my guy.
I was like, what other numbers did he wear in Minnesota or with the Jets?
You ready?
Hit us.
No. Okay, move on.
G-bag of the day. All right, the Saints. More impressive than you thought, or the Panthers are that terrible?
A good question. Like anything, probably a little of both. But I will say this now. The Saints last year, they won four of their last five games. So they've now won five of six. The Saints could have been the Cowboys' wild card opponent last year. They had the same record as Green Bay. They lost a tiebreaker because of common opponents, you know. But they also lost a tiebreaker at 9-8 to win the division. Tampa Bay was also 9-8. So all those tiebreakers that you kind of don't pay too much attention to, they all came into play for New Orleans. So, yeah, they're a decent team, but should they come in here to AT&T and beat the Cowboys? Probably not. But are they capable of it? Yes.
What are the top things to worry about with them, whether it's on offense or defense?
Well, Kamara is always, to me, a little bit of a handful. I know last year he didn't have a great year. I'm not a fantasy player, but I'm sure the fantasy players could tell you a little bit more. But his numbers were all way down from what he has been. But he's still a dangerous player. Derek Carr, hey, we saw him come in with the Raiders, right, to AT&T a couple years ago and had a fantastic game. He's fully capable of getting hot, right? So they can be a part. Their defense has been good. It's kind of always been good. It's kind of always been, to me, a little bit overlooked. I don't like to use the word underrated, but overlooked. They can present some problems, no question.
Babe, you know, if you blitz Dak, like the stats show that he kind of really makes you pay for it.
Right.
Is that the same with Carr, or is that how you can you get to him? Or is there a spot where, like, if you do something, he really takes advantage of it?
You know, I honestly have not dug in to all the New Orleans tape. But, again, he's a strong-armed, good quarterback. I think, you know, he's been with the damn Raiders, you know? I know last year, obviously, he was in New Orleans, but that's just – you're fighting an uphill battle trying to win in that organization. And I think he played a lot better than what that team was. Or, you know, again, it's a hard place to win. It's like every quarterback that has gone to the Jets, it's just a burial ground for quarterbacks, right? And,
especially
you know,
Favre.
I think he, pardon me?
Especially Favre.
Well, all of them. You know, I mean, for the last, since Namath. And we'll see what happens with Rodgers. You know, yeah. He did not look great. But now, hey. He's 40 years old coming off an Achilles. So, but anyway, long and short is I think being with the Raiders, as in, you know, be it Oakland, Las Vegas, is a tough place to win. It was a tough organization to overcome. And, you know, we'll see what happens here in New Orleans.
Babe Laufenberg joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Babe, what did you think of the debut with Mike Zimmer and specifically Trayvon Diggs talking about how, hey, we got into maybe 5% of the looks on the calls that Mike Zimmer's got in his bag?
Yeah, obviously a great performance right off the bat. And I actually asked Zimmer the question on Monday at the coordinators thing, you know, how important is it? He's been through this a number of times, right? You go to Cincinnati, you're putting in your defense. You go to Minnesota, you're putting in your defense. How important is it to come off and play well in that first game? Because as he pointed out, you know, this defense is pretty good. Most times you're taking over because the year before, the defense or the offense, depending on your coordinator position, right, they sucked. And it's like, we got to get a new guy here. Mm-hmm. So then teams are willing to embrace the new
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Philosophy, because you say, God, we were so bad last year. Any change is better than what we had. But that wasn't the case here. They were good. They were really good. And so you tend to meet with a little resistance when that happens. I always say Chan Gailey had the toughest job coming in here, no matter what you think of Chan Gailey. They had a whole bunch of guys that had won Super Bowls, doing it a certain way in a particular offense. And so you're going to be a little resistant. You say, hey, wait a minute now. Why are we changing up what we've won 3 Super Bowls with? Because even through the changes, you know, when Norv Turner left, Ernie Zampezi, who taught Norv Turner the offense, came in as the offensive coordinator. And they won that Super Bowl in 96 against Pittsburgh. So I think the long and short is they're all selling something. Coaches are all selling something. And it's really not all that much different But the whole key is to get your players to buy into what you're selling. And you have a game like that. We heard all the remarks after the game, all the comments. You know, they bought in. Now Zimmer can say, you come back into that Monday morning meeting and you say, see, if we play the technique that we're teaching, that I'm teaching, we do the things that I'm teaching, it's going to work. And the players all saw it work.
What do you think he's teaching the most different from a Dan Quinn defense?
Well, they disguise it a lot more. They disguise a lot more. They play linebackers at the linebacker position, which is different. You know, the big defensive tackles. And, hey, there's a lot of ways. One thing I don't like about what happened in Cleveland and Zimmer and the whole thing is it's almost this notion of, thank God we got rid of Dan Quinn. Thank God we got rid of that guy.
And yeah.
He came in here. He took over a defense that was awful in 2020 with Mike Nolan. I mean, awful.
Dan Quinn did a damn good job
here. He did.
So I hate the notion that, well, thank God he's gone, because he did do a great job. And again, there are different ways. You know, everybody plays defense differently, right? Pittsburgh has played a 3-4 for about 50 years. And there's 4-3 teams and 3-4 teams. I'll say this. I think they went from one very good defensive coordinator to another very good defensive coordinator.
Second half offense this past week kind of stalled out.
Did.
Was that a concern, or do you think they were just not trying to give anything away? Because they had that in the bag.
No, I mean, yeah, did they maybe run some trick plays that they have, and you say, hey, let's wait for that. After the Turpin punt return, which I called, by the way, I don't know if you guys are aware of that. No, I mean, that was the opening drive for Cleveland in the second half, and then it became 27-3, and I just think you lose a little bit of your urgency offensively, even defensively to a certain extent. But the big thing on that second half, you know, they were 0 for 5 on third downs, and all the third downs were third and 6 or longer. So they were getting penalized in those drives. You know, you got a third and 12, third and 14. You're not going to pick those up for the most part. But, yeah, you'd certainly like to see them convert a couple, right? You know, they had a couple of third and 6s, but that prevented them from, you know, getting another set of downs and sustaining drives. But, you know, offensively, it kind of got obscured, quite honestly, in my opinion. It was a very average offensive performance. I mean, yes. They were 4-14 on third downs. They only averaged 4.4 a play. They had 265 yards of total offense. Those are not winning numbers, but obviously when the defense played the way they did, you get a punt return for a touchdown. That game became a little bit of a laugher.
Mike McCarthy tomorrow, Jerry Jones Tuesday, both of them now taking back seats to Babe Laufenberg trivia. I cannot wait for it next Thursday at 8:40. Thank you, brother.
Okay, very quickly, you got to cut Bobby Hebert some slack. Remember, he's in New Orleans, you know?
Yeah. And what, because of the wind and the storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a hurricane down there. For goodness sake.
Is it like happening right now?
Yeah, I think that's what the Dan Brunoff email said. It made landfall.
Okay. All right. Well, you're right, babe. My apologies.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, you guys have a great day.
You
Sorry
too.
For the screw up on the trivia.
That was amazing. It was amazing. Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Is the National Football League even more popular in your house than it has been? And how popular was Shannon Sharp yesterday after the audio that came out? Final hour, Thursday edition, after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.